Well, it may have seemed like a great idea to take the whole family on a vacation, but after careful planning, maybe things didn't go quite as planned. Kids began to complain, heat and traffic maybe put a damper on the fun. Or did one of the little ones get sick in the back seat in the middle of nowhere? Well, today's guest knows what that's like, and hopefully our friend Mary Harrell can offer you some tips that will make this year's road trip a great family memory. Good morning, Mary. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Brenda. Good to be with you. And, you know, I always say, when you go off on a road trip with your family, it's not a vacation. It's a trip. Don't call it a vacation in your head, because you are going to work harder than you do on the daily basis. So always call it a trip. Call it what it is.
Oh, absolutely. Mary, you just got back from a trip with your kids. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
We pack up every year with our five kids and my sister's five kids. We head up to Lake Tahoe and we spend about a week there with the grandparents. We play bocce ball. We go down to the beach. We eat way too many s'mores. It's a great week. The kids look forward to it every year. And I look forward to it, too. But I've learned to gear myself up for the work that a family vacation, a family trip is, and not psych myself up thinking I'm going for a week of just lounging by the water. You know, because if you psych yourself up for the work, you can handle it. If you go into it thinking, oh, this is a break from all my regular stuff, you might be a little disillusioned, let's say, maybe in the middle of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Mary, it is all about the planning and expectations. You're absolutely correct. Even going to a wonderful resort or a lakeside cabin, yeah, you still got to put the work in. But if you're ready for it, it's going to make it all the better. So yeah. There are some things, and you're an experienced mom. I'm an experienced mom. There is the list of things to bring and the list of things to leave at home. What are some of the things you make sure to bring, and what do you leave at home?
Gosh, we always make sure, this seems strange, we always bring some toys, because kids get to these cabins or they get to a new place, and you think, oh, they'll have new things to look at. They won't need toys. Actually, they do need something, even on the downtime, just to occupy themselves while you have, you know, one Coors Light by the campfire, just to give you a little bit of space. So we've learned to pack smarter, not pack more stuff. So when we go on trips, we pack the flattest, lightest, entertaining things for the kids we can find. So with our bigger kids, that's easy. That's a pack of cards, multiple packs of playing cards, Uno cards, things like that. We've taught them how to play lots of different card games that it just involve cards and like three M&Ms or cards and some tokens or something. And when you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, they can entertain themselves for a long time playing games with cards. For the little kids, I always remember it's coloring book time. Pick up a couple coloring books at your dollar store or something else cheap. New ones that they'll say, oh, I haven't looked at this before. And a new thing of crayons or pencils. Those are light things. They don't take up a lot of room. And they will save your bacon in the end when you're trying to either cook dinner over the campfire or get your stuff all unpacked at the cabin. Those things are really clutch for us.
Oh, Mary, for us in our minivan, there were a couple of things that were so important. One of the great toys that my parents had given us one year for Christmas is all four of the kids got their own Etch-a-Sketch. Now, the great thing about Etch-a-Sketch is that they don't make any noise when you're driving down the road. And because each one had their own, we didn't have to worry about sharing. They just went along with it. The other two things important in case of emergencies, always bring extra plastic bags. Ziplocs are excellent because if somebody gets sick, you want to make sure it's real secure. And then another great gift from my mom and dad was a little, like a little sitting porta potty that you could put a diaper in. So if you needed to make a quick pit stop on the side of the road, you weren't hanging them off the edge of a cliff or anything like that to get it done. Oh, our good friend Mary Harrell joining us today as we talk about the great American vacation. So Mary, going on a vacation, or as you say, going on a trip, doesn't mean you leave everything else behind, including your religion. You make sure to pack your faith and practice that on your trips. Tell us a little bit about how you do that.
We've discovered, at least for our yearly trip to the lake, that it's important for us that, of course, mass is still a priority. And in our family, the way that has worked out is that we leave for our family vacation, our family trip, on Sunday afternoon. We go to mass first on Sunday. Then we leave for our trip. It's not too far of a drive for us, thank goodness. It's less than 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then we spend our whole week at the lake and we come back on Saturday. And at least for us with little kids at this stage of the game, it's easier for our kids to go to mass where they have been before, where they know the expectations of how to behave. And then we start our trip after that. And now if you have bigger kids, Brenda, like you, that's not as much of a consideration. I know that they can handle a new church, but at least for that little kid set, we have found it works best for us if we have our Sunday obligation, we get that done, and then we go on vacation after that. It works easier for us for the little kids.
Oh, well, the blessing of our Catholic faith is that it is universal. So even if you are on vacation and you find another parish that you are attending, well, you're going to know exactly how that runs. Mary yep. Harrell joining us today. So you said you're only a couple of hours away from your destination. Have you ever tried to make one of those long trips or a couple of days with the family? Or are you still at a point with you're not ready to do those quite yet?
Well, pray for us, Brenda. We're taking that long trip that you're talking about. We're taking a long trip out to see friends of ours that live in Nebraska now. We're taking that trip in September over Labor Day. So good grief. I don't know. We'll see how this all shakes out then. When we go on that trip, our friends attend a great Latin Mass parish out in the city they're in. So our Sunday obligation is going to be taken care of there. Our kids will know what to expect from that parish. But on that long trip, gosh, you know, it's going to be Dramamine and lots of origami, I guess, in the car. I don't know how that one's going to work out. That will really be our maiden voyage. Have you taken one of those long multi-day trips before?
We have. And because we are West Coasters, I'm Southern California, we're living up here in Portland, there have been times where we've taken the 2 days down to see our parents in Southern California, and the kids were in various ages that we did that trip. Multiple times we've done that. But, you know, Mary, our families are our celebrations of life. And when the good deacon and I celebrated 25 years of marriage, we took our kids with us on a trip, and they were older at that point, and we drove all the way down the California coastline and then spent a few days in Catalina. And of all of the wonderful trips we have been able to take as a family, that's the one the kids always remember. It was new, it was exciting, and it was really precious time together because, Mary, at this point of my view, it is a flash of time before they are off to college. So enjoy the trip across the country. Enjoy all of this wonderful family times because it goes by in an instant. Mary, thank you so very much for your time today.
Thanks, Brenda. Have a happy summer up there.
Oh, you too. And we look forward to all of your great interviews that we're going to hear right here on The Morning Blend. God bless you.